Hello, this is Rebecca, and you are listening to the latest We Live Inspired radio podcast that goes along with the blog and website weliveinspired.com. And this week, we are talking about hands. That's the inspiration for the day. I'm a little bit behind, so I apologize for that. I try to bring a radio podcast out every single week, at least once a week on Poetic Fridays, where I take I participate in a community called 5 Minute Fridays, and I take the word of the week and I write a poem on them. And I've been a little bit behind because this summer I've had a lot going on with doing some wedding planning, and we have a new home, and I've been trying to get it in shape. We have these cottage gardens, and it's a house that was built in 1950. And it's just, the gardens are beautiful, but there's a lot of weeding in there. They've been quite unkempt, as the former owners weren't able to, probably keep up with them as much in the last couple of years there of their lives. So I have been working 2 to 3 hours a night, several days a week, trying to get the yard in shape. And I've also been teaching these cool workshops called Weaving Wondrous Websites, where I've been teaching people how to have successful blogs and websites and how to create them. A lot of the technical stuff, but then also a lot of fun and support and inspiration and collaborations and mentoring involved. So it's all been a lot of fun, but it's all been very busy between that and my wedding planning. So anyways, here I am, and the word this week is hands, like I said. And so I'm going to start out by reading you my poem, which is a free verse style this week, on all of the things that my hands do. And then think about the things that your hands do as I'm reading this. And we can be on this journey together, living inspired. So here we go. The poem is called These Ordinary, Extraordinary Hands. He says my hands are small as he holds them up to his. I smile and think, these hands, these seemingly small and delicate hands, do large things, and I marvel at them now, just thinking of all the ways in which they've served me and served others. These hands turn simple ingredients like flour, sugar, and butter into glorious meals that fill the tummy and fill the kitchen with delectable aromas and sheer satisfaction. These hands rip, pull, shape, and mold garden landscapes, planting seeds and harvesting miracles. These small, delicate hands strum chords on my steel-string guitar, making beautiful music until they are sore and calloused. These hands speed along like magic to the clickety-clackety tune of knitting needles, weaving single strands of yarn into scarves, hats, socks, blankets, and prayer shawls for people in need. These hands hold paint-laden brushes, mixing, blending, stroking, stippling, creating worlds on blank canvases. These hands write words that come from the soul, spilling out like flowing water from wellsprings of inspiration, quenching dry and thirsty paper. These small and tender hands have rescued feral cats and held their newborn kittens. They have nurtured frightened creatures and uplifted hurting people. They have cared for sick and reached out in love to tend to that which needs tending. These ordinary, extraordinary hands. He says my hands are small as he puts my palm in his, and I smile inside with knowing, now aware of their grand smallness. These hands may be small, but they have made a difference, turning nothing into something, creating bits of magic, just like their creator's hands. So that is my thoughts on hands today. And it also gives you a little bit of insight, letting you get to know more about me and some of the things that I do that you may not have known about. It seemed like I had something else that I thought of when I was reading this that I wanted to share with you. Oh yes, I know what it was. I was going to say that if you wanted to see images, this particular blog post this week is chock full of images of me doing some of these things with my hands. So you can actually, as you read the poem, see a picture of my hands. And actually, you can even see a little glimpse of my engagement ring on there. Not a very up-close shot, but you can see it. And then, you know, you'll be seeing, you can see like a picture of some coffee cake with a coffee cake recipe. And you can see some beautiful flowers from my garden and some of the pears. And you can even see a photo of me and my dad with our guitars. That we had that photograph taken actually for a write-up that somebody did on a website for us at Savvy Dads. SavvyDads.com did a story on us for last year, I think it was. And so you can see me with my guitar there. You can also see me wearing one of the ponchos that I knit, some of my oil paintings, some of the kittens that I rescued, and things like that. So if you're interested in checking out you know, the photos that go along with this. And also, even if you're would like to leave me a comment, because I would really love to hear what your hands do as well. So if you'd like to stop by and share with me the powerful things that your hands do so I can get to know you better, and if you'd also like to stop by and get to know me better and look at some of the pictures, you can find me at weliveinspired.com, and you will you can find the archives to this easily by clicking on the moon face. There's a magical image there on my right sidebar that's a moon. You can't miss it. And when you click on that moon, it will take you to my Inspired Poetry Archives, and you will just see the topic about hands under the title These Ordinary Extraordinary Hands. So I think, you know, thinking about that this week, sometimes we take for granted the very simple things. We just forget. We're so used to using our hands that we don't even stop to really express gratitude for them. And for me, it's one of my ways of living inspired, one of my life practices that really creates a lot of joy for me and helps me to have a good sense of well-being, is to focus on gratitude on a daily basis. And so it's a little bit of mindfulness for you too, to slow down and take a look at your hands and be aware of the things that they do for you and the ways in which they serve you. Because we used to use them so often that we often forget, you know, what kind of powerful things that they can do. And it's also one of those things where expressing gratitude for being grateful to have the use of my hands, because there are people out there that do not have the use of their hands. In fact, there's a wonderful group of artists that are so inspiring to me called the Foot and Mouth Artists. And they actually paint with their feet and with their mouths because they don't have arms or hands to be able to paint in the traditional way. And they make the most wonderful, inspiring works of art. But, you know, even thinking about people like that, it just, I don't know what I would do without my hands. So it makes me very grateful to be aware of them and in all the ways in which they serve me. And all the ways in which they serve you, all of those fabulous things. Sometimes we think that we're not doing anything big in life, and maybe you live a life that you think is not extraordinary. But if you stop and think about the ordinary, extraordinary things that your hands are doing, you know, we use our hands to, for you parents out there, to care for your children, to feed people, to, you know, hold your children, to help them when they're sick, to diaper your babies. We use them to care for our pets and to give love to people and to pets. And we use them for small everyday tasks, you know, that it might not seem like a lot, but these things matter. Being able to provide meals and to garden and harvest things, and to be able to use them for creative purposes and to write letters to people, or you know, all the various things that you do that make a difference in somebody's life, make a difference in your own life, you know, serving yourself and serving others, really importantly, by the use of your hands. So I thank you for listening to this radio podcast. We are out of time, but we will be back within another week for number 7. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me as together we live inspired. And we'll see you next time. Bye.